Thousands of people have turned out to polling booths across the Spanish region of Catalonia to vote in a historic independence referendum. But the referendum has angered the Spanish government, which deployed regional police to try to halt the vote that it says violates the constitution. The ensuing violence between police and voters has now heightened tensions between the government and Catalonian authorities in the worst political crisis in Spain for decades. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says Catalonians were fooled into thinking they were voting in a legitimate referendum.
Un referéndum de autodeterminación en Cataluña.
There has not been a referendum on independence in Catalonia. Today, all of us in Spain have seen that our rule of law kept its strength and its validity, that it confronts those who try to break it and reacts to those who try to subvert it, that it acts with all the legal means at its disposal, whatever the kind of provocation, and that it does so with efficiency and calm.
But as Spanish authorities began to increase the pressure on Catalonia to halt the referendum in recent days, many Catalonians only pushed back. Since Friday, thousands of people had occupied schools and buildings designated as polling booths to keep them open. Then, as voters turned out to vote at the polling booths, the violent clashes broke out between police and voters. Catalonia's health department says hundreds of people were injured as riot police forcibly stopped people from voting using batons and rubber bullets. Catalan's regional leader, Carles Puigdemont, has accused Spanish authorities of using irresponsible and unjustified violence. He says the violence only reflects a bad image on Spain.
The irresponsible and unjustified use of violence from the Spanish state will not undermine the desire of the Catalan people to peacefully and democratically vote. But today it makes it even clearer to the eyes of those who had doubts and to the whole world what is at stake in days like this.
Catalonia's regional government spokesman, Jordi Turull, says Spain's government will have to answer to international courts for the violence.
It's an authentic scandal.
What they are doing is scandalous, an international scandal. It's disgusting. The Spanish government should be ashamed of itself. It is placing Spain in a very delicate situation because it is violating human rights.
Voters like this man argued what should have been a peaceful referendum turned into one where innocent people were being hurt.
Grandparents, children, women, all crying. Everyone suffering. And why? Just because they want to vote, because they want democracy, because they want to be regular people with rights.
But despite the clashes, would-be voters were still queuing in Barcelona to cast their votes as the polling booths closed. Catalonia already has a large degree of autonomy, and yes voters say they see no change if independence is declared. Pro-independence voter Emilio Camerma says he feels confident about independence being declared.
Tomorrow is the first day of our freedom. Simply that. They can't stop this. Not the Spanish police, not the national police, nor the army. The Catalan people are determined to have its independence, and we will achieve it. They will not stop it. There's no time machine to turn back time. It is irreversible. Spain, see you later.
But others are not so happy about the vote. This Spanish resident says she wants the whole of Spain to remain united.
We came to ask for the unity of Spain, to defend our country, our flag, and to say no to independence, separatism and what they're doing in Catalonia, which is a shame. The people here today feel indignation and sadness.
The Catalan government has promised to declare independence from Spain within 48 hours of a yes vote win, regardless of the turnout, just over 42% of voters. And as the country awaits the final verdict, Catalonia leader Carles Puigdemont is reassuring Catalonians they deserve independence.
Per això avui, amb aquesta jornada d'esperança I també de patiment,
on this day of hope and suffering, Catalonia's citizens have earned the right to have an independent state in the form of a republic. Hence, my government, in the next few days, will send the results of today's vote to the Catalan Parliament, where the sovereignty of our people lies, so that it can act in accordance with the law of the referendum.